Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted. Scott Spears along with you here on this Getaway Friday morning. Friday, April the 17th, 2020, 4:17, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour. And we are off and running and as good as it gets.
Yes.
True or false, Terry Tackett in studio with me.
True on that. I'm in studio.
You are in studio. And I am in studio as well. Now, we're about to embark. Now, listen, folks, we're going to play Family Feud, and we're going to be here all morning till 1 o'clock. But we're about to embark on something that's always a tremendous disaster.
Uh-huh.
Tremendous disaster.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Epic failure.
Epic failure is what we're about to have happen here. Now, what happens is I take my Bell South telephone, which really, people don't know.
Vintage 1970.
Oh, older than that. People don't know. That one night, I snuck into the Harding home, and I stole this telephone. This was President Harding's telephone, Terry.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know this was President Harding's telephone? Oh, yeah. So this is President Harding's. Do you hear it? That's the phone. This is President Harding's telephone.
Okay.
Now, what I'm going to do, instead of this being a call-out show or call-in show for him, it's going to be a call-out show.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have to do is disconnect the modern phone.
Okay.
Okay. The modern phone is now disconnected.
Uh-huh.
Now brace yourself, folks. This is real Renegade Radio. And then we find out how you plug this son of a biscuit in. And then, okay, now we're plugged in.
We're plugged
in. Let me see if I have a dial tone. We do have a dial tone.
That's good.
All right, hey, Gert. Okay, now here's what somebody out there listening, if there's anybody left, I want you to dial the number to see if this telephone's working. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Is there anybody out there in the listening audience who wants to call us right now to make sure? Now, we will not know who's calling at this point. I'll tell you that, because if you think this thing has a caller ID on it, this thing's not even cordless.
Right.
I can't get 3 feet away from this desk with this phone right now. So give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we'll see if the old
looks
Bell...
Looks like it came off Alfred's desk from Batman.
It is.
The old bat phone.
It's the bat phone. And apparently it's on tone.
Okay. Whoa! Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Petticoat Junction
this
morning.
Boy, that ringtone is a...
that's a little different, isn't it?
That's a little different.
Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Yes, I am listening to your program, and I'm calling you about the phone you're using.
Did you hear?
I got through on the line that you have hooked up.
Well, did you hear that phone ringing in the background, ma'am?
Yes, I did, yes.
Isn't that an old-fashioned telephone?
Yes, it is, yes.
That's President Harding's telephone. Did you know that, ma'am?
Oh, yes, I know, yes.
President.
That's an old phone.
Oh, it's an old phone. Thank you for calling,
Thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now here's the other part of this, which is, okay, now we know it rings.
We know it works.
And we know it works. But we don't know if the receiver part works.
Ah.
Because I didn't pick it up like
right,
that.
Right.
I can hear a dial tone in there, but I really don't know if it, okay. So now I want somebody to call me, and I'm going to, you won't hear this on the air, but I'm going to pick up the receiver, and you tell me if you can hear me on the receiver.
Okay.
So give me a call now, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
But they won't be on the air, right? I mean.
No, you won't be on the air, because I'm going to pick it up and see if I can hear you in my
right,
ear,
okay.
And I want you to tell me if you can hear me
okay.
In your ear.
To see, to
can
see
you
if this,
hear me in your ear?
Yeah. To see if can this you, vintage 1937 telephone.
President Harding's telephone. President Harding bought this as a gift for Florence Harding on their 14th anniversary. It was a very modern item
right?
back then.
Yeah.
You know, I believe President Harding was the first president to have a radio in his house. I'd heard that somewhere. Okay. All right.
That ringtone.
We're at the junction. Yeah. Petticoat Junction. Good morning, WWGH Radio. Yes, can you hear me okay? All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, they could hear me. That was perfect.
All right.
All right, now it's time. Are you ready?
The moment of truth has come. Yes.
Call your friends, call your neighbors, call everybody you know right now.
Gather around.
Tell them to get on 107.1 FM. Because we're about to have an epic failure.
Yes.
It'll happen.
A disaster. There's no doubt it's going to be a disaster.
The chances of this succeeding, I mean, Neil Armstrong on the moon had a better shot.
Absolutely, yes.
Than we've got right
now.
This always fails. Clearly, this always fails.
Yes.
But I have, now, Terry, you're going to be my witness this morning.
Okay, all right.
Can we swear you in?
Absolutely.
Okay, put your hand on the book. Do you swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I swear.
All right. Okay. Terry's been sworn in this morning. Here we go.
Yeah.
Now, you know what we could do? I'll give you this chance before we really get to the telephones, okay? Here's the deal, folks. If you call, let's say you have a friend at home that you want me to call right now.
On this vintage phone.
Call me right now and give me their phone number. Now, I will take the call off the air, so their phone number won't be over the air, obviously.
Right, yeah.
So you call me right now. I'm going to give you like 3 minutes to do it. If not, I'm going to the phone book. But if you want me to call one of your friends up right now and ask them some questions, nothing personal. I mean, why would I do that?
Yeah, just funny questions.
I'm not a prying person. And I'll call them up, and I'm just going to ask them what they think of the weather and what they're doing during this pandemic. It'll be on the record forever. So call me with the phone number right now. I will pick up the phone off the air like I just did, and I'll write down the phone number and who it is, and I'll give them a call.
Yeah.
That's how it'll be, and it's major fun. It's a real party.
So it'll
game
be almost
here.
Like a shout out, then, you know, kind of.
I'll give you a shout out. Drop the mic
on the vintage phone. You'll give him.
I'll give him a shout out on the vintage phone. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have a phone number of somebody you'd like me to call, just give me a call and I will do it. If not, I'm going to waffle through the phone book and try to find somebody, some unsuspecting listener this morning. But I got
a number of a person.
I'll do you?
Give it to you off the air, but yeah.
Oh, well, we'll just write it down. We'll go.
Okay.
We'll start with them.
All right.
Write it down, Terry. Let's see what we can find here. All right. Oh, do we have a... Oh, there's a pin.
Yeah.
All right, Terry. Who do you got? By the way, listeners, if you think of anybody, just let me know all morning, because I'm calling out all morning. I'm calling out. It's a call-out show today. And if you want to call in, what do you think of this? Do you think this is a good idea, or do you think I've completely lost my mind? It's a pandemic, folks. It's a pandemic. We've run out of material. We went through the material box. It's empty. It's done. It's clear. It's gone. Okay.
Oh, God.
We'll call somebody. I know somebody we can call later on, too. Okay. Give me a call. If there's somebody you want me to call, or you want to say something about this particular bit, or do you like hearing this phone ring on the air? Because it's a real humdinger. Okay, what do we got here?
Yeah, give her a call.
All right, who are we calling here? Who is this?
That's my sister.
This is your sister. Now, do I have to, like, get her off the air and say, you're going on the air, or can I just cold call her?
She probably just, yeah.
All right, get ready, folks.
Just once you say the radio station, she'll be more than happy to...
Get ready, folks. I've got the phone in hand.
Uh-huh.
All right, I've got the phone in hand. We're about to make a call.
Dial tone ready. Okay, here we go. This
night, President Harding's telephone.
Uh-huh.
Get ready.
You have to dial one with that?
I don't know what you have to do this. Somebody's going to have to go and get on the telephone line outside so we can complete this call. Is that a one or a two?
Two.
Two. All right, here we go. Get ready.
Hi, good morning. This is Tanya.
Hi, this is Scott Spears over at WWGH Radio with Terry Tackett. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you, Scott?
Good, good. We're just making some phone calls this morning. Terry gave us your phone number to give you a call and see how you were doing. What do you think of the snow?
Well, I think that Mother Nature got it wrong. I woke up this morning thinking that the date was April the 15th or whatever the date is right now. But
I told him we should be putting on Christmas music now or something instead of.
Well, they're right now on the Hallmark Channel. They are replaying all of the favorite Christmas movies.
Oh, do you like those Hallmark Christmas movies?
I am a huge fan of those.
I've been a
fan of Christmas movies. You could ask Mr. Tackett there with you. Our mother made us sit through hours and hours of Miracle on 34th Street, Charlie Brown Christmas, you name it, and we watched it. Great fond memories of those things.
I love Christmas movies myself. I mean, I like It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th. I'm with you on all those. But those Hallmark movies all have the same plot, don't you think?
They do. Small town girl finds love, moves away to the big city, wants to go back home. Yeah, all the same. But they're still enjoyable.
Do you think there's just one writer in a room over at the Hallmark Channel writing all these things?
Well, boy, I wish if there were that they'd hire me. I'd love to have that job.
It's not hard. You just got to find a girl who's having a midlife crisis, and you put her in the big city, and her career's great, and then she goes home for some reason because somebody died or something, and she falls in love with some guy back home, and then she has to go back to the city and realizes what she's missing, and then bada-bing, bada-boom, it's all happiness and and mirth. So it's what do you think of what's going on with our current situation, our pandemic?
Well, I think that with lots of prayer and lots of patience, we can make it through this. I know that there's lots of people struggling out there, so I feel very fortunate that I have my health. My job is still going, and my son, fortunately, is hanging in there, missing socializing, but it's just what we have to do right now. So, through the grace of God, I think that we can all make it through.
Have you found anything to do when you're spending more time at home? How are you spending the time?
Any good recipes?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Gaining a few pounds, working extra hard to take those off. Definitely having a lot of time at home, though. It made us slow down, and I think that's a really good thing. I couldn't say how much more happy I am. The fact that I know every single day that I get to return home and see my son, and he's there hanging out with me, watching movies, playing darts, playing board games, playing lots of Scrabble, lots of Uno. So, yeah, it's good right now. I kind of like the slowdown, but ready to get back to normal.
Well, it has changed things, and we're so happy for that. And hopefully we can keep a little bit of this when this pandemic is over.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. But I tell you what, I'm really looking forward to the upcoming River Valley football season. I think my young man may be playing the lead quarterback on the varsity team. So, in the event that that happens, boy, this football season needs to really take off because I'm ready to watch my son play sports again, that's for sure.
Well, congratulations. That sounds great. Well, I'm so glad you took the call this morning. Are you listening to the station, by the way?
I actually tried, but it cut out on me on my way here. I was driving in this morning from Columbus area, so I will be sure to listen, though. I just got to my office. I work in Mount Gilead as the school treasurer, so I can tune you guys in from here, so I'll make sure I do.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Be blessed and be safe.
Thanks, babe. Bye.
All right. Well, there you go. We'll see. That went well.
Yeah.
Somebody answered.
Yeah.
I told you
with her, there'd be no prep. She's going to go right on.
She was good.
Yeah.
And I feel good right now because now that worked.
Yeah.
Because usually that does not work.
Right.
And it becomes problematic.
Yeah.
And then we have problems.
Right.
Now, okay, again, does anybody have anybody they want us to call? If you do, call me now because I'll take the call off the air.
Yeah.
And I will write down the phone number so nobody's phone number goes over the air. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 29.5 minutes past the hour.
I got another number for you if you want
to. Now, is it somebody? Is it somebody who we're really going to get some material out of?
No, probably not. I better.
Well, who's the person?
No, it's all right.
Well, no,
it's another relative.
Oh, another relative.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. We might get to that as the morning goes on, because we've got to have things to do.
We got to find someone that'll give us some content, maybe, or something.
You need good content.
Who's the top number over there?
You know, we might get to that top number later on. who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what'll happen? Yeah. Now, what I'm doing right now, by the way, call in if you have any thoughts on this, too. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, because every time this phone rings, I don't know when it's going to ring, because it doesn't light up. There is no caller ID. Mm-hmm. I seriously about have a coronary. One of the arteries about slamming shut every time it rings.
It's so scary when it rings.
It is. It's a very scary proposition.
You never know what it's going to do. You know?
Now, I'm in the phone book right now, which phone books aren't. Phone books, I'm going to be the Kentuckian this morning. Phone books ain't what they used to be. Phone books ain't what they used to be.
Can't find them numbers like you used to.
No, you can't. So I'm trying to find a phone number here of somebody we can call locally. Yeah. And let them know what we're doing, and
or maybe a business, and see how the business.
I think all the businesses are shut down.
I didn't know if they might be open for.
I don't know. I got a call about that the other day. Let's see what we got here. Who do we have locally here who we can call? Remember when the phone book actually had numbers in it?
Yeah.
Boy, those were the good old days.
Now it's just got advertisements.
It was the good old days when you go to a phone book and get a phone number.
They ain't what they used to.
Let's see here. Let's find somebody's number. Oh, my goodness.
You used to go outside and wash your clothes. And
see, what you hear there, folks, that's me whiffling through the pages of the phone book.
He's tearing through those pages.
Tearing through these pages, which are not very thick pages.
Whoa! Oh, my God!
Holy Moses.
Oh, my goodness.
And the phone rings again.
Wow.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were taking phone numbers.
Oh, okay. Stay there. I'm going to take you off the air right now and get the phone number.
Okay.
All right, Terry, talk while I take this phone number.
Scott's right now getting a phone number. We're going to be cold calling this person, and to see, just basically asking them how their day's going and things like that. So if you got a number of a person you want us to call in 740-383-9944. We'll take the call off the air and get your phone number, and basically we're not going to ask anything personal, but we're just going to ask how their day's going, what they think of this pandemic, things like that. So it's just a fun little thing we're doing. So if you guys get a chance, give us a call, 740-383-9944. If my other sisters out there, call in. We'll talk. I'd like to see how you're doing. I hadn't talked to you for a while, so 740-383-9944. Anybody wants to call in with a name, or if not, we're just going to grab someone from the phone book and give them a call. So be ready.
I got two numbers.
All right, we got two numbers.
All right.
Let's go.
Crank the phone up.
Let's go.
Crank up President Harding's phone.
Get Clarabelle on the other line. And
who was it on Hee Haw? Didn't they call somebody on Hee Haw? Somebody on the line?
Yeah. Gosh, I'm not sure. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Not sure who that was.
See if we got that.
There it is.
The tone that lasts forever.
Dial tone.
I guarantee you this is not going on any other station.
Yeah.
Right now. No other station would stoop to these levels.
No, they're playing music.
Let's see what we get here.
7-4-0-3-4-1.
Well, I don't want to let their number go over the airwaves, so we'll let that go for right now. Let's try the other number from this person. Yeah. Okay, let's see what we get. I told you this never goes well. This never goes well. Here we go.
Disaster.
Hope I got this number right.
Epic failure. First-hand radio epic failure right here.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
ringing this time.
We got one ringing.
I feel good now.
All right. I see a glimmer of hope, maybe.
A glimmer. No more than a glimmer.
Is the door going to get slammed shut?
I think we're going to the answering machine again.
The light at the end of the tunnel becomes a freight train.
We'll keep these numbers aside here, though. Ay, ay, ay. I see what this answering machine sounds like.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 7.
Oh, can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll save those numbers for later on. Okay, does anybody have a number? 740-383-9944. And when we call, when you call, just say you have a number you want taken off the air, and I'll take you off the air, and I'll take the number just like I just did. And we'll call that person. It's just that simple. But isn't it fun when you call up and you get the answering machine?
Yeah, that's always great, yeah.
What? Why am I cursed when it comes to this?
This particular bit never has been success, ever. In the laurels of history, this has never been successful.
And you would think it would be. I've got President Harding's telephone right here, folks. This is an antique telephone brought over by Florence Harding from deep Asia.
Yes.
And here I cannot get anybody on the horn.
I don't want to say the word cursed, but are you?
I might be cursed at this particular point. I'll say cursed.
I don't want to say cursed.
Okay, does anybody have somebody they'd like us to call? All you got to do is call and give us their phone number and just say you want it off the air, 740-383-9944. Or if there's anything else you want to talk about, feel free, give me a call, 740-383-9944. We'll start on the air and we'll go. Oh.
We love hearing this vintage phone ring after we get our wits back.
Boy, I bet people are loving hearing that this morning.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
We're going to let you know that we like trivia.
Oh, you like trivia better than the whole phone thing.
All right. I'm just giving you an opinion.
Well, no, the trivia's coming, so stay tuned. I got the trivia in my head.
Trying to get through this horrendous bit first.
All right.
That's okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, see, I like a good opinion like that.
Absolutely.
And we do have Family Feud coming up. You don't want to miss that. For love, nor money. No, but every so often, you got to do a little something different.
Right.
Try as we may. Even though it's an epic failure.
If you fall off the bicycle, get back on.
And the phone still rings.
As I'm getting my wits back about me.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I have a number to give.
All right, stay there, and I will take that off the air.
Okay.
As he's taking, he has a caller who's calling in right now, giving him a number. If there's anybody out there that would like to follow suit, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We'll be glad to call somebody, just kind of ask them how the weather is, what they think about what's going on. Nothing personal, just trying to see how everybody's doing.
Well, because I feel like I right now am the, what do you call it? I'm trying to think of a word for this. I'm the caretaker of Marion during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So I like to call and see how people are.
Exactly,
We have another number.
Check in on people. And
here we go.
All right.
Hold your breath.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Phone off the hook.
Oh, boy.
Dial tone.
Yes.
Here we go.
We got a dial tone. Oh, jeez.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, my gosh. What a way to start your day, man. Numbers blaring in your ear.
Here we go. Cross your fingers, cross your eyes. Hope we get somebody on the line.
Yeah.
Wow, a dial tone ringing.
Let me guess, answering machine.
Oh.
Hold on, I hear some.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Well, this is going better than I thought.
Yes.
Hello?
Ladies.
Oh, this is an answering machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just...
Well, I think we're on the answering machine right now.
Yes.
Hi, this is Scott Spears with WWGH Radio. We're just calling around this morning to see how people are doing. Do you enjoy the weather? How are you handling your time at home now? Are you having a good time? If you are, give us a call back. We'll be on the air here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call back. We'll be on the air through 1 o'clock today. Hope you're having a great day. Stay well. Stay safe. Stay happy. 107.1 FM on the radio dial. This is Scott Spears heading to the dugout on your home answering machine.
That's good.
How about that?
That's good. That's good.
Well, when that lady comes home, she's going to say, wow, that's the caretaker of Marion
and
calling you up.
And I missed that call? Oh, God.
Well, maybe she'll call back.
Yeah.
You never know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that was radio...
You're listening to Radio Magic here, folks.
Would you call that radio failure, or what would you call that?
I'm sending this one into the...
Smithsonian?
This will end up at the Smithsonian. This hour right here.
Yeah.
Whoa! Here we go. Maybe that's her calling us back. Go ahead, caller.
Are you...
Yes.
You got my number?
You called me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or wait, are you want to give me a number?
I was called at the radio station.
Yes, you are. Do you want to give me a number to call? Oh, some.
Hold on. We'll take off the air.
Yeah, let me take. Okay, what was that number again?
He's getting a call from a caller right now who's giving him a phone number of a person to call. Uh-huh. If you have a person out there you want us to call, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We have this vintage phone, and we just, when it rings, I mean, we can call and just see how people are doing. And we're
all
the
right,
caretakers of Marion today.
You know what's hard? When I can barely hear him in the thing getting the number, but we'll try it here again.
Here we go.
Crank it up. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Play some dialing music or something over there. Give me a little.
We're dialing the number.
If all goes well, this will be an answering machine.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wrong number.
As if things couldn't go worse. Of
the operator.
Yeah.
Sir.
Oh, jeez.
The number... Listen, here's how we're going to do this, sir. Call me back.
With a valid number.
Because I gee whiz.
Oh, my.
Oh, man, oh, we're dying on the vine.
We are... the definition of epic failure today
well,
is this bit.
What can you do?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm getting a number on the line here. All right, hold on. We're going to call this person here.
Okay.
Here we go. Get ready. Hold your horses. We just got a phone number given to us on Facebook.
Oh, we got a number through
By
Facebook.
The way, you can submit it to me on Facebook, the phone number.
Yeah. Go to our WWGH page, or you can go to a Skype page, or however you'd like to do it. But if you go to the WWGH page, make sure you click like.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while you're
Here we go.
We got a ringback tone.
Hello?
Hello, is this Polly?
Yeah, who's that?
This is Scott Spears. You're on the air over at WWGH Radio. How are you?
Oh, my goodness, really? Okay, just a second. It's 107, what? Well, I want to put it on my Alexa so I can listen to myself.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah.
What's that?
What?
I'm looking at
Gina's
right now making face masks.
You're making face masks?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, I am.
Well, Polly, I don't have a face mask.
Well, gee, maybe Mary and I will have to come up and bring you some.
Oh, well, you know.
Great.
What, that,
I know Mary's the culprit with this.
There she is. Mary gave me the phone number here. That's absolutely true.
Is it okay? Go ahead.
I've got stars, I've got flowers, I've got blacks, I've got... dots. I've got. See, I can make red and gray. What's your pleasure?
Well, let's see. Dots, or what was the first one? Star. Dots or stars? I think would be.
Stars.
Yeah.
Dots or stars would be good.
Stars. I'd like star. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
Now,
well,
Polly.
I'll just have to be busy and get that for you. Oh.
Well, God bless your heart, Polly.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. It's 107.1 FM. Have you ever listened to the station?
Yes. You know, sometimes when I say, you know, hey, Google, play this, they get confused.
That's not hard with us. That's not hard.
You know, a lot of people. A lot of people are confused around here.
A lot of people get us in passing. You know, I thought you were something different. They always say.
Well, plus, when I'm listening to you on the radio, I'm traveling out of town. You know, it's gets sort of fuzzy.
Well, it does give. That's why you. Do you have a smartphone, Polly?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you download the TuneIn app, which is free, won't cost you anything, you can listen to us through the smartphone anywhere in the world.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it'll take care of that whole fuzzy problem.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want you to listen. I don't want you to listen to me through the fuzz.
When you're at the Duke and Duchess and Waldo, you can hear us.
Well, yeah, I mean, it goes through my Bluetooth in my car.
Yeah, right through that Bluetooth. Now, Polly, here's the thing. Cool. What we want to know, what do you think of the weather today? It snowed out there this morning.
I know. Well, yeah, I like it.
You
want to make a snowman?
Yeah, well, that's what I say. Are you going to be putting up the tree tonight and stringing the lights? It's that time of year.
Yeah, chestnuts roasting.
Now, the other question I have, Polly, you're making masks, obviously. Now, you've been spending some time at home because we're in this pandemic. What have you been doing to pass the time? By reading any good books, watching any good TV shows?
Yes, I like the author C.J. Box. So I just finished his book, Long Range, and I really don't watch much TV during the day. I usually probably listen to the radio and make my masks and, you know, clean the house.
Nobody said, Polly, you're listening to the radio. What station are you listening to?
107.1 WG what?
That's what most people
That's
say,
exactly
Polly.
The same the reaction we get all the time.
I forget.
WWGH. It stands for Warren G. Harding, yeah. If that's easier.
I know. See, I was close. Yeah, haven't even been drinking yet either.
Well, it's good to start Friday with a few eye openers.
That's right, yeah.
Well actually, my partner in crime, Mary Bickley, we try to give back to the community. So we have been delivering the meals for the Alliance from Columbus, and we have to go to the senior center and pick up our containers. And you know, a lot of volunteers have unfortunately gone by the wayside because they're just scared to go out. So we get to instruct the highway patrolman and the sheriff's department on the deliveries. So we've taught them, and they're on the road, and they deliver when the volunteers are scared.
Well, that's a good thing because, you know, we've got to maintain our wits about ourselves, and we've got to continue on in this time of need. And I think it's a very nice thing. Now, how do you make these masks?
I have lots of scrap material. I have a sewing machine, and I've been confiscating all the elastic I can find, and I'm down to hair ties and headbands for elastic.
Well,
yes, I pre-wash my material and make sure it's new product, you know.
Well, Polly, this is not a question I would normally ask anybody, and certainly not on the air, but we're in these type of times. How's your toilet paper going?
You know what? I have not had to buy toilet paper because, you know, it's just me in this house, and I had bought a pack of, I don't know, 6 mega rolls right before this outbreak, so I actually just opened that package this week, so I'm good for another month.
See, what I did, Polly, I took a proactive route in this whole thing. I started buying a lot of block cheese when this whole thing started. And I'll tell you, I've been okay. My toilet paper level has been okay.
A lot of Velveeta.
I think people use too much toilet paper anyway.
They do overdo it, with the toilet paper, don't they? So, well, this is great. Stars and polka dots. And that way I'll choose. I'll say, oh, on Monday I can wear a polka dotted one, and on Tuesday I can wear a star one.
Well, this what's so fun is they're going to be two-sided, so they'll have different patterns on each side.
Oh. Well, this is good. Well, that's true. I love that, Polly, because you never want to wear the same shirt 2 days in a row. Now, you don't want to wear the same face mask 2 days in a row.
Well, you're supposed to wash them, and there's a pocket in them where you can actually put a coffee filter in there for added protection.
Oh, very nice. Well, I tell you, Polly, I thank you for everything you're doing for the community, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you this morning, and I hope you're able to find us on the dial as soon as you get off the phone, because I'm telling you...
Oh, yeah, I've got it. I just like to, you know, broaden my hearing and just incorporate all kinds of stations and music, so, you know.
You know, Polly, a report came out yesterday from several doctors that it's bad to change the radio station at any point during the day.
Well, I'll have to take you up on that.
Well, that's the case, you may not ever listen to us again.
Thank you, Polly.
All right.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you, Mary. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go.
Well, that came off better than I thought it would.
Wasn't quite the epic failure that we thought it was.
No, it's okay. It's just it's an interesting thing to call people who are unsuspecting. Now, the gentleman who called in and gave me the phone number
for the dial tone.
Yeah, I need to dial? Wonder if I have to dial a 1. You think that's it?
Can you dial a 1 with
that?
Well,
I'll try it.
Oh boy,
that's why I'm here.
Okay, here we go.
Give it a try.
Epic failure part 2. He's dialing. dialing the number, but he's using a 1 this time. So we're going to see how this turns out.
See if this changes the game.
So far, so good.
Well, so far, so good. I didn't do that the first time, did it?
Charlotte Crime Speak.
Hey, this is Scott Spears with WWGH Radio. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
Are you good?
Yes.
Yes. We got your phone number this morning from somebody who wanted us to call you on air and see how you were doing. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
That's great.
So it sounds like you're in a... Are you in a truck right now or a car?
I'm in my car.
Oh, cool. Where are you headed off to?
I'm off to let an appraiser into a building that I'm trying to sell.
Oh, very nice. Now, is it a nice building?
It's a great building.
Oh, great. Where's the building at?
In Marietta. Oh, 20,000 square foot building.
Wow.
So you're headed down to Marietta, Ohio?
Yes.
Oh, how great. Now, how are the roads out there this morning?
Empty.
Yeah, they are empty. Well, you know, we're in the middle of this pandemic, and that's one of the questions we wanted to ask you. Now that we're in the middle of a pandemic, how are you spending your free time?
You know what? I'm still working. I just work very differently. I spend more time in front of my computer, in front of the computer. I also do a lot more texting and emailing.
Well, that's a good thing. You have to do that in these very tumultuous times.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's so far so good. I'm keeping busy. I wish I had some free time.
Well, yeah, we all want a little more free time, I think. But you know, this in a way has changed us a little bit, and I think for the good, because people are slowing down a little bit and letting their blood pressure rest up.
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's nice seeing my husband more because he's working from home as well.
Oh, that's, you know, that's awful nice. You know, not in your particular case, but I heard that this pandemic is actually bringing on a lot of divorces. Did you hear about that?
I have heard that. And, you know, I want to say they probably had problems before.
You're probably right. But don't you think when you spend a lot of time with somebody like that, that at some point you look at them and you say, what did I do?
Hey, I've done that before this pandemic.
That's right. You don't have to wait for a pandemic for that at all. No. Well, I hope you're
having... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've been married for over 4 decades. There certainly have been times when it's been like, what on earth did I do? And then I wake up the next morning and go, I'm still learning new things about him. He's been the most wonderful friend and companion along this life's journey. And I remind myself of that when I get to those frustration points.
That's great. That's great.
4 decades. What's the secret to a long, happy marriage?
Having your own life.
Oh, you got that.
Yeah. And just being kind and forgiving.
Now, over 4 decades, do we have an exact year on how long you've been married?
We got married in 1973.
Okay.
1973.
Congratulations. That's great.
So we're closing in on 5 decades.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
We don't want to say that.
No, we don't want to say that. But, you know, I was just thinking about... what was your name, ma'am? Did we get your name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte, do you realize... And I'm not saying that you should have done this, but do you realize if you would have killed him on your wedding night, you'd be out now?
I do know that.
You'd be paroled by now.
Yeah.
The turning point actually was when I realized I'd been married to him just as long as I'd been alive. You know, when we hit that, you know, I married him at 20, and I turned 40, and I said, oh my goodness, I've now spent half of my life with him. And now it's 2/3 of my life has been with him.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's been a wonderful ride with no bumps in the road.
Right.
Well, there's been some bumps, but we get over them, and then the other side of the bump is usually even better.
That's great.
That's right. Well, Charlotte, you have a wonderful trip to Marietta, and tell everybody down there hello, y'all, and have a great time, and I hope everything goes well with the building.
Well, thank you very much, and you all have a good day, and stay safe.
Thank you.
Be safe.
Thank you, Charlotte. Well, you know, this is going far better than I thought it was.
Not bad.
Having a nice little conversation.
I don't know if we're still quite out of the wood yet or not.
Well, I just can't believe that you had to dial 1. I mean, what planet are we on where I have to dial the
number right. one.
Well, I never thought it would come to a point where we had to put in the area code for that. Remember, we could just dial the number. Now we have to use the area code.
54 minutes past the hour. People seem to be having some fun with this.
Yeah.
Thank goodness gracious. And by the way, we are going to be on through 1 o'clock today. No right. Charlie today, so I'll be on with Terry here through 1 o'clock this afternoon, and we're going to keep having fun. Now, again, the trick to this whole bit is that if you want somebody called on the air, you call us, you give us their phone number, we'll call them. And so far, it's went well. I think we've had a good time with this. 740-383-9944. That's the number, 740-383-9944. A call-out show.
Yes.
The first of its kind. And call out your buddy, yeah. Yellow Dog.
Yes, come on, Gail. This is the Yellow Dog. Give me a call.
The old Yellow Dog.
The old Yellow Dog. I'm hounding. I'm howling over here.
But what does it mean?
Yeah.
I can't remember what Yellow Dog means.
I thought it was that you would stick with them no matter what, you know, no matter what, or something like that.
Yeah, but there is a something. It's like if an and or an or something. I can't remember what Yellow Dog exactly.
I'm sure he'll give us a definition. Come on, I ain't talked to you for a while. I want to talk to you.
You sound a little southern there for a second.
Y'all?
I ain't talked to you
y'all,
for a while.
Yeah. These phone books ain't like they used to be.
Do you want to sing, because you've got the twang, do you want to sing the song that they end on every night at the Grand Ole Opry?
I don't even know what that is. Oh, may the circle be...
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
May the circle be unbroken, by and by, Lord, by and by. The circle be unbroken, by and by, Lord, by and by.
I think there are more lyrics than that.
I was gonna say, that's all I know. Yeah, that's all I know. That's all.
Man Alive.
Wow.
Does anybody know the lyrics to the end of that
yes,
song?
Yes,
I forget them. I knew them at one
know.
Point, but
let
I forgot them.
That's all I know.
740-383-9944. We're open for business here for another 4 minutes
and
this
Family
hour.
Feud.
And we got Family Feud coming up. We certainly do. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we'll put you up on the air. We would love to hear from you. If you have a comment, question, or concern, do it right now, because that's what we're here for, and we love hearing this antique phone ring, the original phone that President Harding was given by his wife Florence Harding during the election of 1920. How about that?
So they could call it, so they could hear the election results actually on the telephone.
Isn't that? That's what we
need.
Wow. We have the definition for Yellow Dog.
Oh, you got the definition for Yellow Dog.
Yes, we do. It is a person who is inclined to support any candidate affiliated with the Democratic Party, regardless of the candidate's personal qualities or political qualifications.
Oh. So no matter what, I'm going to support...
You're going to support...
Oh!
Mercy. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing today?
Well, we're having fun. Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah, I am. Really, I am. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Oh, go right ahead.
When's the next time you're going to have Abby on?
Oh, Abby?
Yeah.
She was on last night. Did you hear her last night?
No, I was disposed. I had to go down. You say she's from the great state of Kentucky, is that right?
That was my understanding, yes. She has her roots, or as she would say, roots in Kentucky.
Well, next time, ask her if she can enlighten our audience on how come them people there hang a big sign up right at the bridge there that says, highly recommend you bring your own toilet paper.
Kentuckians have a whole... So, you know, I don't know when Abby will be back on, because I heard that they have quarantined her during this entire mess.
Oh, they have?
Oh, they have, yeah. Not for coronavirus.
Oh,
no,
okay.
for a clinical illness. Actually, her problem is clinical craziness.
Oh, well, I can understand that.
Don't you think she treats me kind of shabbily? I mean, don't we have to be honest here at this point?
Yeah, she comes off kind of cranky there, I'm telling you there. She has some mood swings there, isn't it?
Oh, she does have mood swings.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we ought to set her down and just have a little talk with her and try to calm her down there.
You think I should hand her hindquarters, like they say? Sit her down and give it to her?
Yeah, that'd be a good doctor's prescription.
That would be. Now, are you going to be listening tonight to when we unveil the new co-host on Friday Night Live, 8 to 10 tonight?
Absolutely.
Oh, right. Tune in. You're going to love that show. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
You know, you know, Abby is kind of... See, I don't know if she's listening, and frankly, I don't want the backlash this morning. But the point is, she has that thing about her where she is nuts.
Ah,
I mean, I hate to say
certifiable,
that.
Certifiable, yeah.
Certifiable. And I'm not talking about depression or bipolar or clinical illnesses.
Right.
I'm just saying she came from the hills.
Yeah.
And hill people sometimes are nuts. Now, not all hill people.
Right.
I like the hill people.
Right.
But she particularly is
she
nuts.
She has that serial killer kind of...
serial killer mentality. We're going to break. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
A parade.
Yes, absolutely. And I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret little flask because it was colder than a bear's ears. And I had a little nip of some good warm stuff occasionally. So I was a very happy Mother Goose by the end of the trip.
Oh.
There, that's a secret let out.
Oh, my. That's a great story. So Mother Goose
was... Isn't that lovely?
Mother Goose
but
had a few
nips.
Oh,
what fun it was. And the joy of the children and their parents and their brothers and their sisters along the route just waving and having such a good time celebrating.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Sanicles, S2842, Maryland.